This is astronaut Bob Grodin before his first moonwalk. of the men who were part of that first Apollo program found it difficult to readjust to life back on Earth, but no one more so than this man. Here he is, as he is today. 5 years on. There were psychological factors, it seemed, which on the surface could explain away the changes in personality, the instability, the breakdown of former relationships. But what exactly were those psychological factors? Gredin showed no reluctance to discuss the breakdown he suffered after his return from space. But nothing remarkable seemed likely to come from the interview until I asked this question. It's been suggested, among others, by some very responsible people, that you, all of you on the Apollo program,
saw far more out there than you've been allowed to admit publicly. Would you like to comment on that suggestion?
What the hell are you trying to do? Can I ask you, what the hell are you trying to do?
Well, I was only trying to...
You're trying to screw me? You're trying to do? You're trying to screw me? Like that dumb bastard Valentine, is that what you're trying to do? Well, why me? I'm up there to do a job, man. That's all I'm up there to do. I don't have to answer that.
What's the matter with this thing? That somewhere, so far as we could discover, was neither in London nor in Boston, but in the satellite connecting the two. The incident has never been explained. Nevertheless, that one word, Valentine, was enough to send Colin Benson and the camera operator, with some very innocent-looking home movie equipment, across the Atlantic posing as tourists. This is what they brought back on 8mm film.
I would never have found Von Grogan unless he had been willing that I should. But starting with the few leads I had, I was brought eventually to the remote bungalow where he now lived.
You want beer?
Mm-hmm. Annie! Annie, can we have a cup of coffee, eh?
Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to do it out here or in there? It doesn't make any difference. Maybe we're going to have to have a conversation. What's that? Hi, David. Mr. Professor. Hello, is he alone? She's not my daughter, right? Put that on the record. Right? You don't know. She's a great kid.
Well, without her, I'm pretty lucky. This one?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it looks like it. Look, are you sure you don't want bourbon?
No, it's fine. What you're saying is that Valentine was killed because of what he discovered in that tape.
Well, I'm saying nothing. I just saw him being here. Those guys looked at him, and I know those looks because they looked at me the same way.
Those guys.
Come on, get a real one. Come on.
Thank you. Space Corporation. There is an element of mystery which puzzles many people, it must be. And to put it in its simplest, none of us can understand how it is. Peace has been maintained for the past 25 years.
Experts of that.
But also, for once, in agreement, the popular myth that it's been put for the balance of nuclear power doesn't fully hold up entirely. And the more you look at it, the less sense it makes. There are too many imbalances, especially when you put it in the perspective of history.
So what is your explanation?
Essentially, what we're suggesting is that at the very highest level of east-west balancing, there is already a fact. This unknown is a massive uncovered operation in space. As for the reason behind it, well, we're not in the business of speculation.
Thank you. population or the consumption of resources essential for survival on Earth.
Thank you. The flow is the task above today. There is no other way. You gotta trust us when you need a friend to find us. You gotta look within. You gotta trust us. You gotta trust us. Before you turn to dust, before you turn to dust, you gotta see it before you see. You gotta be it before you be. You gotta see it before you see.
I don't know. They promised me that if I throw you off...
Who are they?
Listen, Harry wanted you to have this. I've no idea what it is. Please, you've got to get me somewhere to hide.
Don't worry, we'll do that.
I've no idea what it is.
It's a printed circuit.
He said that you had to fit it to an IC something 40, and you get a jukebox. Does that mean anything?
We've heard of it.
And he said that you've got to play back Valentine's tape.
We connected up the printed circuit and played once again the videotape that Sir William Valentine, before his death, had sent to his friend, John Henry.